It's time now for our series, Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and coping. In the early days of the AIDS epidemic, the gay community was hit hard. But contrary to public perception, not all were single gay men. Many had families. The children of those first victims have now formed a group called the Recollectors to begin telling their stories. Artist and development director for the Pig Iron Theater Company, Jenny Layden, is part of that group, and she shares her story with us.
When I was 13, my parents divorced, and 2 months later, my father took my brother and I out for dinner and told us that he was coming out of the closet. He said we shouldn't worry because he wasn't going to go running down Spruce Street wearing a red taffeta dress. People always ask me if it was upsetting that he was gay, but it wasn't upsetting that he was gay. It was more upsetting that he didn't live in the same house as me. I began to be more aware of the AIDS epidemic because this was 1983 when he came out, and so AIDS was just beginning to become a cultural phenomenon and crisis. I would see my dad twice a week. We'd have Wednesdays dinner and Sunday afternoons we'd go to the movies and have dinner. He and my mom had met at Harvard Law School. He was very smart, very organized, always early for everything, very neat, great cook. And he loved opera and Stephen Sondheim. My father asked me to have coffee when I was a sophomore in college, and we met in a coffee shop in New York, and he told me that he was HIV positive and that he had known for 2 years, but he didn't want to tell me or my brother because he didn't want to scare us. He realized that by not telling us, he was depriving us of being part of the process with him, and as scary as it was, he'd rather we know than find out when it was much further down the line. It was terrifying, and I knew enough about the disease to worry that he was going to die really soon. Little by little, he started to deteriorate. It was very gradual, but eventually he got very, very sick. He'd been diagnosed with stomach cancer. He had neuropathy in his feet. Dementia was beginning to start, and he had lost a lot of weight, so wasting was happening as well. At the end of 1995, he was diagnosed with this cancer, which they gave a prognosis of about 3 months for him to live. At the time, he was on an AIDS ward, and the hospital asked him if he wanted to go into hospice care, and he didn't. He wanted to be home. And so they basically gave us till the end of the day to get out of the hospital. Some of his friends and myself scrambled to find a healthcare worker at home and found somebody. We got him home. We got him settled. She was there. And at about 11 p.m., we left and he told her to go home. And my father was not somebody that was easy to argue with. And she didn't insist on staying. He got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and he fell down and he broke his hip. It's indicative of the shape he was in that usually an 80-year-old would break their hip, and he was 55. This time he was on the orthopedic ward, where they were far more accommodating, shall we say, at that time. So that was a disturbing and startling reality, that there was a difference between how people were treated. They tried to do physical therapy, but the rest of his body was sort of a mess. So eventually, after about a week, he came back home. We were giving him morphine, and he was kind of coming in and out of being awake. And he kept checking his watch, which he didn't even have a watch on anymore. I was sitting with him holding his hand, and my godfather was holding his other hand, and just watching him breathe very slowly, and eventually he stopped. When you watch someone die, it's very hard to accept, because you don't want them to. And on the other hand, you have to, on some level, for their sake, be okay with it. He needed to know that I'd be okay. The story of HIV and the story of AIDS is often told about gay men who are single, or maybe they have a partner. The children of, or the families of those people kind of haven't been written, those histories. So it's kind of nice to be able to tell the story and to talk about the experience, because it's important. And for me, it's also a way of keeping connected to my father.
A few months after her father died, Jenny Layton started grad school at NYU. She studied art. Her thesis work drew on old Super 8 movies of her and her father. It was an attempt, she explained, to resurrect images of him as healthy and joyful. To see that art that her father inspired and to find out more about the Recollectors Project, go to our website, whyy.org/thepulse. Jessica McDonald produced this piece.